This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking. I'm on the phone with Jeff Slater, who's a trainer and part of the World's Hidden Masters, which is a publishing company for top leadership trainers. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ian. Thanks for having me on the podcast today.
Well, it's a pleasure. We met each other in January in San Francisco. I attended an evening where you did an introduction to neuro-linguistic programming, also known as NLP. And I had only a passing acquaintance with this, but I was very impressed by your training and the introduction you did. How long have you been involved with NLP?
Oh, geez, NLP, a few years, at least 2.5 years. It's one of the richer toolboxes for a understanding of human behavior. I love it, and it's such an honor to share with you, so I just appreciate you having me on this podcast today, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. The thing that I took away from the evening, and it was only a couple of hours, of course, so I just scratched the surface, was that your training is effective both for one-on-one discussions, negotiations, meetings with people like professional speakers might have with speaker bureaus or clients, and also for people standing on a podium talking to an auditorium of 1,000 people. Is that true?
It is true. In fact, one of the reasons I got into it was because I was on a quest to discover how humans interact with each other at the deepest level so that I could continue to be more influential with communication, and then I could support people in having them get what they want in their lives. And I found that neurolinguistic programming was, in fact, one of the most useful tools for that, not only one-on-one, but in front of the room, like you were saying.
So this goes beyond the typical presentation coaching, which tends to be maybe drawn acting classes where you breathe deeply and, you know, you get rid of nervousness, you don't fidget with things in your pocket. Can you share an example of something a speaker might use on stage from NLP?
Sure. One of the things that I find most useful is when you're in a room, let's say I've been in a room full of, say, 50 people in front of the room, and there's 50 people out in front, and what I find is that some people are in many different spots, and what I mean by that is some people have their legs crossed, some people are sitting laid back. I mean, you as a speaker yourself, have you noticed that people are in different postures?
Oh, yeah, sure. The audience can look, the guy at the back of the room looks like he's asleep, and for all the way to the front where they're leaning forward.
Yeah, and so the body is an instrument that can be used to match and mirror all different parts of your audience. And what I mean by that is, even at a one-on-one level, we focus on matching and mirroring gestures, posture, even the breath, even the and on a vocal level, the key words, the pitch, the tone, and the volume of how someone's communicating. So in front of the room, what I've found is that in order to have, it's all about having human beings feel safe. Because our biggest need as human beings is to belong and to feel safe. And when you're in front of the room, it's your job to have the audience feel safe and to feel like they belong. And human beings like to feel like they're with like kind. And so if all of a sudden someone's in front of the room and they're bigger than life and they don't take the time to get in the other people's world, the audience world, and allow their experience to be okay, then what happens is that human beings end up feeling unsafe and they feel uncomfortable. Therefore, what the speaker must do is take into account everyone's posture and everyone's verbal voice tone, so how they're communicating, their tempo. So, for example, I was in a workshop this weekend with 70 people. In the front row, I noticed that one person had their legs crossed. So, and then on the far right, another person was kind of leaning back in their chair. So in order to be in rapport with both people, while I was talking to one individual, I crossed both my legs at my ankles, like the person sitting at the chair, and then the other person on the far right kind of leaned back and matched that posture. Now, human beings do this. When we're in rapport with other people, if you notice, if you ever go to a coffee shop, or then there's two people sitting at a coffee table, and let's say they're getting along quite well, you'll notice that their posture is not usually very similar, including their voice tone. So in front of a room, you can start to pace the room, and you can notice how someone's sitting, and you can sit that way for a brief moment, and you can switch over to the person on the far right, and you can switch over to that posture, and you can start to get your experience, their experience of how they're experiencing you, by actually modeling their physical posture.
Okay, so this works, it sounds like it's saying, if you're sitting in front of a room, but if you're standing at the podium, I guess there's subtle ways of still doing that. I've heard, for instance, that, as we all know, there are different learning styles, and some people use big gestures, and some people are very reserved. And I've heard it suggested that speakers should try and encompass and be aware of those different learning styles with an audience.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Ian. That's right. So when I get in front of a room, sometimes I'll open up with a bigger gesture, and then I'll do smaller gestures, because there's some people in the room that use smaller gestures in their communication and some people that use bigger. That actually starts to build rapport with what we call the critter brain. Now, it's a made-up term, but it's a part of the brain that's always scanning for. It's a low-level hum. Am I safe here? Am I with like-kind? Mm-hmm. And so by doing a range of gestures and having flexibility, it starts to establish safety in the audience.
Right, that sounds great. Well, obviously, we're just touching the surface, scratching the surface here of your whole training program. I understand you've got a meetup organizing in San Francisco, another introductory evening, or can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, of course. The meetup is an introduction on neurolinguistic programming, who it's for. It's for people that are in business that want to apply and take and accelerate their results in their business. Now, as we know, communication is everything in business, and so what we found is that the tools in NLP, when applied to business, are very, very useful for influencing and selling. So we'll be going over a lot of the basics of NLP, and then if there's someone there that's very experienced in NLP, we'll be able to dive into an even deeper level of neurolinguistic programming. The meetup is in San Francisco. The location is at 500 Florida Street, San Francisco, California, at Circolo Restaurant, and it's February 24th at 6:30. You can go to worldshiddenmasters.com. That's WORLDS, hidden, HIDDEN, masters with an S.com. And I'll leave you with one thing. So if there was just one thing to take away from this, when you're in front of the room or you're communicating, match and mirror, just try on taking on matching their gestures. If they talk with their hands, then you talk with your hands. If they don't talk with their hands, don't. That'd be one thing to take away and add from this podcast.
Well, that's great, and I'll try myself to get along on Tuesday, the 24th of this month, on February 2009. It's been great talking with you, and good luck with your trainings in the future.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for having me.